T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we know more now about who's going to speak at the Democratic National Convention, and there might be a hint when it comes to Joe Biden's running mate. To explain it all, here's our Lansing Bureau Chief, Tim Skubick. Good morning, Tim.
Everybody loves this story. This is the kind of story that everybody loves, because everybody can be right or they can be wrong. But here's the deal. They published the schedule for the virtual convention for the Democrats starting next week. And on Monday night, whose name is on the list as a speaker is Gretchen Whitmer. And then on Wednesday night, there's a slot for what they call the vice president. So you could, at your own risk, infer that since she's speaking on Monday night, she certainly wouldn't be speaking on Wednesday night. Or could the Democrats be playing with us one more time and she could give two speeches? Highly unlikely, but who knows on this thing? The governor, as you know, met privately with Mr. Biden, and who knows what they talked about. So all of this stuff continues to unfold. I think we're going to be hearing from the governor later this week on the COVID situation, and I'm just going to guess, just a wild guess, that this issue might come up. And I also know what the answer is. She's not going to say squat. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.